This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
It's been a long time between seasons.
It has.
So we thought we'd just discuss all the little bits and bobs.
Yeah, you know,
do a bit of a rundown of everything we got up to, because we got up to a little bit.
We did.
As a matter of fact, didn't you go bungee jumping? It's been on your bucket list for a little while.
Yeah. I went bungee jumping, and I think we have a little bit of a clip from that. Yeah, we do. Oh, is that the ground?
Wow, that sounded like you had a good time. Was it fun?
Where'd you do that, in New Zealand?
It was fun, and so much fun that there was a little bit of a mess to clean up afterwards. So
wow.
Everyone had to get the mop out and help clean up. It was you would have thought it was red liquid, but it was white liquid, so I don't know.
Wow, well,
that's just the case. So I don't have black sheets at home.
Because I've never done bungee jumping, so I'm not quite aware. One thing I got up to, though, is...
What did you get up to?
I went and got my hair cut.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we have a clip?
We might. Yep, just a little bit off the top, thank you. Where's all my hair gone?
I want to say you do look good.
Yeah, it does explain why you don't have any hair.
No, I decided to go full bald for that, but then later in the week, I'm like, oh, well, it looks uneven, so I decided to get my beard trimmed.
Oh, when do you play that clip for us?
Oh, thanks, mate. Why did I come back here?
I was going to...
Wow, sounded like they almost nicked your neck there or something. It sounded like...
Look, it became hard to breathe after a little while.
Wow.
It wasn't as pleasant as I thought, but I gave him a second chance, and it turns out I shouldn't have.
Yeah, it turns out you really shouldn't have gone back the second time round. But you know that what that does remind me of, though.
What else does it remind you of?
Because, you know, you rocked up to the ad. Remember the ad recording that we had?
Jeez, I can't believe that happened during the week.
Yeah, you rocked
between
up.
Between seasons.
Yeah, exactly. We had so much time that we booked an ad gig.
We got booked,
yeah. We did a voiceover, and I remember you rocking up with all that baldness.
There was no hair left. That's true.
But it didn't matter because it was a voiceover. So how fantastic was that?
It's awesome. It was lots of fun to do that.
I think we have a little snippet of the ad, actually. Do you like to wake up to a lovely morning roast?
You know I do.
Well, eat a little bit of this. Ta!
Ah, my eyes!
Wow.
I usually wake up to a spit roast, but that's usually because I really love Greek meat in the morning.
That's true. Mm. That's true. Mm. I've seen the photos, Dylan.
That's why it explains all the scolding on your face. I don't know why we didn't get the ad, though. I don't know why. It seems strange.
See, I've had success.
Mm-hmm.
You found success in the world of
advertising and marketing.
Really?
What have you been up to?
I've used my media degree to good use.
I became
a thigh model.
Really?
You became a thigh model? Really? Mm. When did we have a little clip of that?
Yes.
Oh, queen. Thighs before guys. Big thighs save lives. Yes.
Work it.
Just a yes. Yes.
Now relax.
Yep. Okay.
Now don't look.
And take a toilet break, Dylan.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Okay. So it was that long that you had to take
me saying yes a lot. Because I really liked my thighs.
I did see that edition of
Thighs Weekly.
Thighs Weekly,
yeah.
And you made the
for
cover.
For KFC,
wow.
My breasts weren't in there. My wings weren't in there.
No, they weren't.
But the thighs made the cut.
The thighs made the cut.
And that's very impressive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Huh?
But guys, I don't want to brag too much. You know, I don't want to really brag.
I think I know what you're talking about. I can see the smile on your face.
Yeah, well, I signed up, did a little bit of an audition process, and I got onto a game show.
When?
Well, in the time that we had off.
During the between seasons.
Crazy. You know, there was so much time off. I think it was, 6 days?
At least.
There was so much time off that I had a little bit of a chance to get on a game show.
Really?
And look, the network that I was on was nice enough to give us a little snippet of the game show.
Ooh, let's have a listen.
Yeah.
To take it all home, G from Melbourne. For $1 million, what animal noise was this?
Was it No, it wouldn't be. Is it a monkey?
It is a monkey!
Wow.
Congratulations, G from Melbourne. You have won $1 million.
Wow, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm going to buy so much coffee ads with this.
Wow.
Can't believe you... Can't believe you won.
Yeah, that's why I rolled up in a Rolls Royce tonight.
That's so, why.
Yeah.
Can you give me that money you owe me?
I'll give you the car keys because it's a lease. So there you go.
Well, to run off you, because look, that I don't know if I can top the story of winning $1 million.
Can't you?
But no, during the break, you won't believe it, I kept myself busy. I actually met up with a few celebrities. Do we have...
Aren't you meeting up with celebrities now?
Do we have the clip from that? Oh, hi, guys.
I didn't know the cricket team was in town. Sports.
I'm a little bit embarrassed of how that turned out in the playback. I thought I had a lot more friends.
I didn't realise. I heard that playback before. I didn't hear crickets.
No.
I don't know why there was crickets here all of a sudden.
Maybe they were.
That's a shame.
Maybe it was T-ball or softball.
Maybe that's how they edit it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's how they edit it. But
it also seems like that, Dylan, you kept yourself busy.
You kept yourself so busy, it
just
seems.
Like High School Musical, you are the music in me.
Right, so and we saw you walking around, lugging around that huge instrument.
I don't want to harp on about it.
You don't? No.
But let's just say it was a harp.
It was a harp.
Yeah.
And I think we do have... little snippet of your performance on
my recital on Saturday. Yeah. Saturday night. You guys couldn't come?
Yeah, no, we couldn't make it.
You weren't invited, so that made it easier.
It was a little bit too exclusive.
We had too many bullets in us, so
yes.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Thank you. Some golf claps there.
Absolutely beautiful.
I really mastered my fingering.
It satisfied me.
Yeah.
I saw more than one finger.
That
was two.
Three's too greedy.
Wow. One of the things I guess I'm most proud of that you and I got to get up to.
We both got the lovely pleasure.
The chance
of, you know, taking a flight over to New York City.
Yeah,
and just booking a gig,
showing our stuff.
That's it, booking a stand-up set, and I think we have a clip. Do we have a clip?
Yeah. Let's play it. So look, we're here from Australia.
Oh yeah, we are. We're here from it.
We haven't even started.
We haven't started.
But they.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, guys, and hey.
We're here all week.
Happy April 20th Eve. So
it didn't end well for us.
It didn't end well at all.
That's why we don't have a studio audience in here.
No.
You can boo from home, but we can't hear you.
Studio audience, would you like to have an answer to that? Thank you.
Thank you, studio audience.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.